You're listening to Dialogue from Illinois Soul. I'm Reginald Hardwick, Illinois Public Media News and Public Affairs Director. Dialogue is an exchange about culture straight from the soul. We start with a case we followed closely here on Dialogue, and many people around the country are following as well. On Wednesday, October 29th, a jury found former Sangamon County Sheriff's Deputy Sean Grayson guilty of one count of second-degree murder in the killing of Sonia Massey. Grayson, who was white, fatally shot Massey in her Springfield-area home while responding to her 911 call about a potential prowler. Massey, who was black, was unarmed in the incident, which happened in July of last year. A single second-degree murder conviction has a sentencing range of between 4 and 20 years. Grayson will be sentenced in January. This is how Sonia Massey's father, Charles Wilburn, reacted after the verdict in audio captured by WAND-TV.
There was no doubt in any of our minds that this was first-degree murder. I'm sure there's no doubt in Sean Grayson's mind. But his attorneys were skillful enough that they threw crap against the wall. They said that my daughter was the aggressor.
Sonia Massey's mother, Donna, was tearful in her response.
Anybody who saw the video and thinks that it was partly Sonia's fault is inhumane. And for them to not get the life, and Sonia got life and death, he should be under the jail. I can't wait till he goes to hell.
Because of intense media coverage, the trial was moved to Peoria. Dean Olson of the Illinois Times was in the courtroom for the entire trial. Dean, thanks for joining us now.
Thanks for having me.
When the sentence was read, what was Grayson's reaction?
There was really no reaction from Grayson that I could tell. He was very calm during this whole time. The verdict was read by the judge, the foreperson who was of the jury, who was a woman, handed the written verdict to the judge, and he read it.
The Massey family seems really upset about not getting a first-degree murder conviction. Can you talk a little bit about their reaction?
Yeah, they said the father of Sonia Massey, James Wilburn, who's from Pine Bluff, Arkansas, he's a retired U.S. Border Patrol agent, very stately man. He basically said this is a miscarriage of justice.
There's a difference in this country when you have my skin color and Grayson's skin color. We need serious justice, not a miscarriage of justice that happened here in Peoria. We need to pass the George Floyd Policing Act. We need to pass the John Lewis Voting Act. We need to make the Sonia Massey law across the whole United States. Then no family in our country can go through what our family has gone through, because this man should have never had a badge and a gun.
That's right.
This man was kicked out of the service.
That's right.
He was in 6 police departments in 3.5 years. That is shameful. Shameful on Sangamon County for even having a person like that, giving him a gun and a badge.
Even though they did get a conviction, he felt like a white privilege was at play, that it was assumed that a white police officer, they gave him the benefit of the doubt, and the family was very upset that the jury took the out that they believed, or they found, that Grayson was acting in self-defense, even though he wasn't justified in shooting Sonia Massey. They ruled that he mistakenly believed that he was acting properly in self-defense. So that's the key. They found all the factors that were needed for first-degree murder, like he shot her with the intent to kill or knowing that he would seriously injure her, but that there was a mitigating factor that he mistakenly believed that he was acting properly in self-defense, and that was not reasonable. So because of that, there's a big gap in the potential prison sentence that he could face, and he could even be put on probation and released under second-degree murder.
When will Grayson be sentenced and where?
He will be sentenced in Sangamon County on January 29th. The trial was held in Peoria County because of pretrial publicity in Sangamon County. And the jury was selected from among Sangamon County residents, but the sentencing will be in Sangamon County. And the potential penalty he could have faced if he was convicted of first-degree murder was 45 years to life in prison, mandatory. Under second-degree murder, the range is 4 to 20 years in prison, and he could get half off of whatever he receives for good behavior. So he could be released in as soon as a year because of time served, or up to a maximum of 10 years, but actually 8.5 years because he's been in jail up to this time. So that's a probationable offense as well, although the family doesn't really expect that he'll get probation.
Earlier in the week, Grayson actually testified in his defense. What did he say?
He basically presented a very calm and collected demeanor, organized in his thoughts, and he basically explained how he, in his words, he was being kind and courteous to Massey, Sonia Massey, and he portrayed her as the aggressor after he arrived to check out a 911 call for a prowler. They never found a prowler. He found her, in the attorney's words, scatterbrained. She was dealing with a mental illness, and he described how he tried to defend himself when she raised a pot of boiling water that he and another deputy had told her to take off the stove because it was boiling. This was really contrasting to the way the body cam video portrayed Sean Grayson, because on that video, it looked like he wasn't happy to be there. He was impatient. This was late at night. He was yelling. He was using profanity at times, and it really escalated. The whole shooting happened right after Sonia Massey said, "I rebuke you in the name of Jesus," twice, when the deputies told her to take the water off the stove because they feared her hot steaming water. And she apparently took offense to that and said, "Well, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus." And Sean Grayson testified that he took that phrase as a threat to his life. Rebuke in the dictionary terms, and for people who go to church, means I don't approve of your conduct. It doesn't really say I'm about to kill you. So people were kind of shocked when they viewed the video, and he had this really strong reaction. And then he pulls his gun out and says, "I'm going to shoot you in the effing face if you don't put the pot down." She puts the pot down at first, and this all happens within 1 second or 2 seconds. And then she crouches down behind the counter, apparently in fear, and then pops back up. And freeze frame footage shows that she grabbed the pot. You can't really see it on the video because it's so fast, and held the water up and might have been throwing it toward his direction, but you can't really even see that. And then the three shots are fired, and one of them hits her in the face and kills her.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Drop the pot!
Drop the pot!
13 shots fired.
Shots fired!
Reporting by the Illinois Times, Illinois Public Media, and the Invincible Institute uncovered that Grayson had worked at 6 central Illinois police departments in 4 years. Why was that not part of the trial?
The judge in the case, Ryan Cadigan, who's from Sangamon County, ruled that was inadmissible in court, that it wasn't appropriate to bring that up. Other aspects that the defense wanted to bring up weren't allowed to be brought up either. The prosecution tried to bring up his background. The judge ruled that was not appropriate because we're focusing on this crime. And that often is the case. In trials, it rarely is allowed that a defendant's past is allowed to be brought up, because there have been court decisions in the past that says this unfairly taints the view of the defendant, when you really have to judge what happened in that incident. So none of that was introduced in court, and the jurors were not told about it.
Dean, the killing of Sonya Massey by Sean Grayson has marked a tough time for the city of Springfield. How has this case impacted race relations there?
The Springfield community has really been racked by a lot of protests, hard feelings, and racial dissension during this case. This caused kind of a racial reckoning in Springfield, although racial issues have been a common part of Springfield's history. In fact, there was a 1908 race riot in which several Black people were lynched and killed. And that helped to spur the formation of the national NAACP. And so we've dealt with racial tension in Springfield for many, many years, and there's tension between the police and the community. And there have also been a lot of efforts to alleviate that and promote more unity and understanding. The killing of Sonya Massey prompted the formation of a commission by the county government, Sangamon County, and it's called the Massey Commission. And that's led to a big report examining all sorts of issues involving police training, racial and economic disparities in the community, mental health issues, because Sonya Massey was dealing with mental illness, which was not really addressed adequately in the community. And so it's prompted a good discussion, but it remains to be seen whether the recommendations of the Massey Commission will be carried out. There was a state law that was passed and enacted by Governor Pritzker that requires more thorough vetting process and more transparency among police departments to help ensure that at least future agencies know more about the background of a police officer. The problems that Grayson had, he was never disciplined for. He was never fired for them. And so some of them apparently were not passed on to Sangamon County. It's unclear how much of that was passed on. And so many employers are leery of passing on information if somebody's not fired for a certain problem. But there has to be a full record that is passed on according to this law. So there have been some positive developments, but there's still a lot more work to do, not just in Sangamon County, but across the state.
Dean Olson is the senior staff writer at Illinois Times. Thank you, Dean, for your context.
Thanks for having me.
You're listening to Dialogue from Illinois Soul. I'm Reginald Hardwick. Lawyers for Sonya Massey's family say accountability has begun for former sheriff's deputy Sean Grayson. He was convicted of one count of second-degree murder in Massey's murder on Wednesday. Grayson, who was white, faced three counts of first-degree murder for fatally shooting Massey in her Springfield-area home while responding to her 911 call about a potential prowler. Massey, who was Black, was unarmed. Let's bring another voice into this conversation. Jacqueline Jarjou is an independent journalist in Springfield. She was in the courtroom for the trial, which took place in Peoria. Jacqueline, thank you for joining us. Why was it important for you to be there?
I was in the courtroom as a representative of the Black press. I am also the president of the National Association of Black Journalists for the regional chapter of Central and Southern Illinois, which you are also a board member. But I thought it was very important that we be represented. We, out of 24 reporters present, there were only, at the time, up until today, four reporters of color. And there were none representative of the Black press.
What was the mood in the courtroom, particularly with the families?
Not at one time, or even during the course of this trial, did we hear from Grayson's family. And they had at least six family members at one time, including his mother. His mother did attempt, from my understanding, to reach out to Ms. Donna Massey, but the family thought it was highly inappropriate. Also felt the heaviness, especially coming from, I felt it coming from both sides. But of course, I felt it more from the Massey family, who's been very vocal and been very diligent in ensuring that justice will be served, but not just for their family. They have been vocal in carrying this even further with the Massey Commission, with any other type of action they could do to ensure that this doesn't happen to other families.
Did they stay throughout all the testimony, or did they get up and leave at some points when it was too painful?
Yes, especially Sante Massey holding on to Ms. Donna, who just broke down, especially after seeing the video, which we saw in various stages many times, at least 4 to 5 times. So we saw the side-by-side of Deputy Farley's and former Deputy Sean Grayson's body cam. We also saw Deputy Farley's body cam footage, body worn camera footage in its entirety by itself. The coroner or the forensics expert who was there on the scene, he showed still photos of her so we could see exactly where the bullet went, which was under her left eye, and it exited in the back of her neck. So that was very hard to see because it was actual photos of her after she was murdered.
This case has been traumatic for Springfield. What has been the mood there in the city, and what do you expect going forward?
The mood is pretty tense. People really want a change. I'm a child of a civil rights activist, and to see a lot of them very young come forth and with the protests, with being in various stages of the trial, being there, reporting, making statements, being there for the family as well. So I think the mood is always about grief in this instance. When you lose a family member and also is highly publicized, it's very hard. It's very hard not only family, but it's very hard on the community in which the family resides. But I've seen this family come together. They're very close. They, as one told me, they have always been together. They don't just come together for funerals. They are always together. But I've seen them galvanize a community. And for that, I'm very grateful. It was something I'm glad I saw in my lifetime because I wasn't around. My mom was around during the civil rights movement. But in my lifetime, to see this happen, I'm very energized and I'm very happy. And I'm very happy that violence didn't ensue. But we're going to keep a close watch as the sentencing happens, and that'll be Thursday, January 26th at 9 a.m. in Sangamon County Courthouse. So we're just going to do a wait and see what the judge puts forth and what the next steps are.
Jacqueline Jarju is an independent journalist based in Springfield. Jacqueline, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Former Sangamon County Sheriff's Deputy Sean Grayson could face up to 20 years in prison for killing Sonia Massey. His sentencing date is in late January. We'll continue to follow this story and bring you the latest on what happens. A federal judge in Chicago is weighing whether federal immigration agents have used appropriate force in recent enforcement efforts. Coming up on Dialogue, we take you to a residential building raid that's become a symbol of these new, harsher tactics. Plus, before Barack Obama, another black politician and activist with Illinois ties crisscrossed the nation running for president.
I challenge you tonight, my friends, let's be bigger and better as a nation and as a party.
Hear from the author of a new book about Jesse Jackson's Dream Deferred. And later, she wowed crowds at Krannert Center for the Performing Arts. Now Ledisi is coming back to Illinois.
What a difference a day made.
She tells me about her homage to Dinah Washington coming up. You're listening to Dialogue from Illinois Soul. We'll be right back.
Brought the sun and the flowers.